I'm Eric Scott, and on behalf of everyone here at New Jersey 101.5, we wish you and your family a very safe and very happy Thanksgiving, no matter how you are choosing to celebrate during this pandemic. And if cranberry sauce is on your Thanksgiving table, chances are you have Jersey farmers to thank for it. 6 in 10 Thanksgiving tables in America will have cranberry sauce, according to Ocean Spray, one of the largest makers of cranberry concoctions in the world. And where do they get their berries? A lot of them come from New Jersey. And it all started in 1868 with Irish immigrant Stephen Lee. Cranberries are native to North America, and they love New Jersey's acidic, well-drained, sandy soil. But it was Lee, historians say, who first discovered a way to flood his Chatsworth cranberry fields by damming local streams, turning them into the now familiar cranberry bog. The flooding not only made the ripe berries easier to harvest, but offered winter protection to the plants. Recipes for stewed cranberries confound that date back to the 1600s, but it was Stephen Lee's innovations in the late 1800s and early 1900s in New Jersey that led to an explosion in popularity. During the Civil War, General Ulysses S. Grant decreed that cranberry sauce was to be served to all soldiers with their Thanksgiving meal. Whether you like it homemade and stewed with sugar and water, or jellied right out of the can, enjoy. And remember, your cranberry sauce probably came from New Jersey. We're keeping you company all weekend long with New Jersey's favorite holiday hits, as well as the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime, on demand, through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. Have you checked out my daily news videos every weekday morning on Facebook? I'll tell you what you need to know to start your day. Just like our Facebook page to have it included in your news feed. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. Then stick around and talk Jersey at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.